Hey everybody, welcome to episode 40 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi guys.
And Cyrus, the goddamn virus.
Yes.
Hey, wait there.
Of the Perfectly Sane Show.
From the Perfectly Sane Show.
Yeah, I should probably plug some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a schedule for when your show goes up?
Yeah, it's Fridays on vagary.tv/perfectlysane.
Oh, what time zone?
What?
Fridays at noon.
Friday mornings.
Friday
usually,
mornings.
It's not very specific. I don't do that type of stuff. I just go there and get drunk and talk about things.
Cool. Well, that's what we're doing today.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Good man.
Yep.
Yeah. Our totally unpaid intern is in Florida, and Dylan is missing in action. But it's all right.
Like carry the show.
I'm like two of them.
Yeah.
That guy's got to work. That guy's got to work early.
He does. He's got a workload.
Oh, God.
And time sheets. Yeah. And he's got to go to work.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Man, I've heard of this. All right, well, let's talk about the first major thing that happened this week. Halo 4, they released like a making of video, basically. Just I think it was kind of describing their mission statement.
Yep.
Yeah, what they want to do. I like this. What is...
Bullet point one, bring back the battle rifle.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
They said they are. It's coming
back. Oh, yeah, they did. They featured it in the video. But, yeah. Anyways, what has 343 Studios done before this? Do you guys know?
Nothing. This is 343 343 Studios. It was founded as a 343 Guilty Spark. Like, this is a Halo studio.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's cool. We probably talked about this before.
Yeah, that's why they were made to take over the Halo franchise. I think this is their first thing.
Cool.
I don't think they made anything unless they'd had some kind of warm up before this, but they're named after a Halo like thing, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like this. I like that they're making it their own. And they're not scared to like change up Master Chief a little bit.
Yeah. Although I did see like some of the Master Chief I guess it was a action figure. And it was supposed to be kind of like a different look for Master Chief. And I don't think it was like official or approved. Like it was just a concept. And it was like, it was really light on the armor part of things. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of soft spots in there.
Wow. No, I remember I saw that. And it was a while ago when that article went up.
Yeah, it was probably a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I actually really like that look, honestly. I think Gabe didn't like it.
Well, I don't like it because it's impractical.
Well, I think it's practical. It reminded me a lot of what they did to Isaac's costume in Dead Space 2, where they made it more of like a diving suit, basically. Like, it's very flexible with almost no armor on it. You know what I'm saying? So it would allow him to move a lot more.
Yeah, but he was an engineer. Master Chief is a soldier.
Right.
Well... It protected all the vitals, I think. Also, like what they were trying to say in the video is that they want you to feel like you're a superhero, which means that if he takes a fucking bullet into the stomach, he's not going to cringe that much. He's just going to keep going. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I think that there's a lot of potential. The way that they want to bring it in is that they're kind of like, well, the book shows the human side of Master Chief, but you don't really see that in the video games. He's kind of just like this, almost like a Gordon Freeman. Like you just don't know. He doesn't talk at all. And so again, like I'm glad that they're trying to make it their own, but again, there's a lot of fanboys out there that are going to nitpick every fucking thing. And if he's not perfect, or they think he's, you know, they made him. You know, just shittier or like, you know, just a kind of a pansy, they're going to get all prissy. So, it's a big risk.
Yeah, that whole human side thing, like, if you read the books, playing the games was more interesting because you knew that backstory and you knew, like, his backstory.
Right.
And so that was kind of cool. It'd be cool to see it in the games. Yeah, I guess if you never bothered with the books, then, yeah, he's pretty empty.
Yeah. I've not read any books, so.
Nah, me neither.
I have.
Okay.
So there.
Uh-huh.
Take that.
I recall Master Chief saying that he was going to finish the fight that one time. That was pretty cool.
He didn't even say it. Like, the marketing campaign just said it.
He
didn't know that those graphics were flashing across the screen.
Isn't that the end of Halo 2 or something? He's like, I'm gonna finish this fight, or whatever, and he jumps out of the ship. That's how the game ends.
Mm.
I don't remember.
That was, I think, Halo 3.
No.
Halo 3 started at the same spot.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's, like, flying through space and shit.
Yeah, and then... Yeah. I'll never forget the Game Scoop episode forever ago. It was before Halo 3 came out, but they're all like, yeah, we played the demo for Halo 3 at Gamescom or whatever, and, you know, it starts out at the beginning of the game, Master Chief is, you know, flying into the planet, you know, and he crash lands, and then Greg Miller's like, oh my god, is he okay? He's like, could you just imagine if he just died right then? They're like, finish the fight! Oh no!
Game over.
Yep. Yeah, but yeah. Hopefully, 343 Studios fleshes out this guy, makes it a little more interesting. I hope they give him kind of some wit, make him a little funny or something.
Right, right.
Not so dead serious.
I mean, I like that idea. Like, I really do. It's just that, you know, a lot of things sound great on paper, but when push comes to shove, let's see what it comes out like. You know, in the fucking game.
You know, like, honestly, a lot of his personality so far has been expressed through Cortana.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, the way she talks to him and the way she treats him, you know that there's something else there, but, like, he never expresses those other things. Like, you can see the history and everything, so you know that there's something. Like,
I can't wait for the sex scene with Cortana.
She eats all in his head.
Like, literally, she's running around in his head.
Like a ghost scene. They're making pottery and stuff.
I should draw that.
Oh, wait. So I'll just keep it going.
Yeah, next week, same comic.
Just ghost pottery for the whole Master the rest Chief. Of the year.
Yeah, it's, next week it's just Master Chief and Cortana instead of Javi and Patrick Swayze.
Maybe that should
then
be
you got Shepard and Miranda making some the next week. Yeah, so beautiful.
God. All right. Also, this week we got Assassin's Creed 3's trailer, the reveal trailer, I guess. And, what'd you guys think of it?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yep. I like the setting. I thought it was going to be some sort of 1700s. You know.
It is.
Right. So.
Oh.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Good man.
Well done.
But I think it's one of those, actually the same, which is so funny because, I mean, American Revolution, that's one of the, like...
That's a really revolutionary time.
That's when history is made
for America.
For America. And that's not really, you know, in any, you know, other games, really.
Uh-huh.
You don't really see that. You don't really see such a patriotic setting. And
muskets suck.
Right. But I don't know. I'm definitely excited. It'd be cool if you ran into like a young George Washington or something.
Well, he's at the end of the trailer.
Yeah, he's in the game.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, it's gonna be cool.
Yeah. I think he's an assassin, George Washington.
Yeah.
I don't. Hilarious. See. Yeah, that's what I'm curious is like how like obviously you see. The Connor, I'm not going to try to say the other, like his Native American name, but you see him, like, killing British soldiers, but I'm wondering, like, how, I get, what are it's the assassins and the,
Templars,
yeah, I'm wondering, like, what, because you have to assume that there's American Templars at this point, like, even though it seems like the assassin is siding with the side of the U.S. rebellion. Like, I'm curious how that all fits together, because, I think I said it last week, like, I could have swore there was a reference to George Washington as a Templar in some of the old games, but I could be wrong. I could have swore I remember seeing that, but...
He had the apple.
Right, and he bit the apple.
He bit it, and that's why he has wooden teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's how history's made.
History.
Yeah. Oh, but man, I mean, I could be wrong about that. I'm just curious to see how it all ties together because I assume that everyone on the U.S. side isn't, you know, an assassin or tied to the assassins.
Right.
Maybe the assassins. I want to see what their agenda is to, you know, for fighting the British so heavily.
Whose agenda?
The Assassins.
Yes!
It'd be great if, like, Benedict Arnold was an assassin turned Templar or something, and I just think that there's just a lot of history there, and it's even more recent, and, you know, it's kind of more...
assassin.
I listened to
Warriors Assassins, right?
Right, yeah.
Cool.
That's I just really wanted is. To hear Assassins.
I can't wait. Paul Revere's going to be fucking Assassin. Everything.
I listened to War Such Rocket Assassin. Ajax this morning, and he was talking about how, like, during the Revolutionary War, Benedict Arnold was reported dead 3 different times. He's right. Like, I really hope you get to kill Benedict Arnold 3 times, and, like, he just keeps coming back somehow.
I've risen again.
I'm kind of excited for this. Like, I really like this change of scenery, and, like, it was cool in the trailer, like, when you see him, like, running through the trees and stuff, like, that's a cool way to handle, like, the fact that there aren't, like, it's not a giant, like, the country isn't just full of buildings and streets and all that, like, you know, it's the frontier. Uh-huh. And that, alongside, like, there's the screenshots of, like, I guess it may be Boston or Philadelphia or something.
Boston.
But you see right. the and like when you think about it, like I was thinking about large buildings, but even looking at like Assassin's Creed, the other Assassin's Creed games, there really aren't a lot of huge buildings. Like right. most There's of them are tower. Like 3 stories tall, you know, mm-hmm. that and that's plenty for climbing around. And I mean that's what existed at this time in a lot of the in the bigger cities in America. So I don't think there'll be a problem like when you're in the cities, but the tree climbing thing like that looked cool, like sneaking through the trees in the woods. And
my favorite part of the trailer,
Spider Monkey.
My favorite part of the trailer is when he trips that soldier onto his own musket, and just poof, his head on. Cool.
Yeah,
that better be a move.
And the like the hatchet with the Assassin's logo on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, so this assassin. He's an assassin. He's a Native American? Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, that's kind of the idea, is that he's... I think I think it said Native American and British descent, or English descent, it said.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, my. So. Mm.
But then All again, right. I guess a lot of people... who were, you know, over here at that time had some English descent. Obviously, I'm sure there was plenty of children bred of the Native American and English culture during that time.
Yeah, I would assume that much.
Yeah, maybe, that probably yeah. happened a bit.
Nah, they're a bunch of racists.
that's racist.
Alright, well, also this week Valve announced, or did they announce it, or...
No, talking. it's just rumors.
Okay, so there's rumors that Valve wants a kind of, like, all-in-one Steam box that you can buy. Like, basically just a little PC.
Yeah, but almost like a console, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much a console, but...
But, yeah, but it doesn't look... It just seems like they're gonna specify standard specifications and then say... If you want to make it, make it. So, like, they said Alienware had made something to their specifications. But it sounds like they can go to, you know, Dell and or HP or whoever. You know, I guess HP doesn't make PCs anymore, but...
Wait, they don't?
They make laptops.
You know, HP is getting out of the computer business. They're currently rolling out of that, yeah.
Were they going into the video game?
I can't remember what the hell they were going to do. It was it was some kind of service stuff.
Well, that's boring.
But, anyway, like, it's basically, like, going to these people who actually manufacture PCs already and saying, like, here's our specifications if you want to make this, make it. Is what it sounded like in the article. And also, like, yeah, there was no mention of an OS of any kind, so you wonder if it would be Windows-based. Would it have to be Windows-based if they're wanting to run all their Steam, you know, or Windows or iOS, you would think.
I think they could just, like, create some sort of self-contained, basically, operating system that is just Steam. Like, they got Steam working on the PS3 with Portal 2.
Right.
Sign in and everything, and your friends list and all that. So,
yeah.
I don't know, if you make something from the ground up that just works with that hardware, and it's just Steam, that would work. perfectly.
Yeah, well, no, it's not. That's not the problem. It's the games. Yes, Steam works fine on your PS3. They got that running, but the games are PS3 games.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if these games need to run on Windows, like, you can't make, just because you build this little thing and get Steam running, doesn't mean the games are going to run.
Well, like, they release Steam on the Mac, and when you buy a game on Steam, like, it'll work on that also, right? Even though it's not a PC, right?
Yeah, but there's only certain games that will, and there are games that have been made for both, yeah. Not every game is available on the Mac version of Steam.
Oh. Oh, wow.
I saw someone tweeting about wouldn't Valve have to, you know, get some kind of Windows usage rights to make this thing, but if they're giving it to outside manufacturers, those manufacturers already have those licenses. But there's all, like I said, there's no mention of an iOS, or not an iOS, there's no mention of an OS period seen.
They could, you know, create that Steam software that kind of is like a skin or whatever, and then just basically have Windows running so that all the games work, but don't make it.
Yeah, you can't use it accessible. Like a full-on PC, yeah.
Has Gabe come out and said anything like detail-wise?
I don't think so. Right. I think there was just that one article the other day about this is what they're thinking of doing. And then
where did they even hear about that? So
our intern works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I read it a few days ago. I don't have it in front of me. I'm sure there was more details of how they figured this out in there, but I don't remember what they were or where the rumors coming from. Or maybe Valve did say something about wanting to do this and because they gave the specifications of what it would be like, but they didn't give anything else. Like, that was it. It was like, hey, here's this thing we're thinking about doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shay.
Operation Raccoon City.
Oh.
It's going to have some DLC that they announced today. It's Nemesis mode. You get to play as
Nemesis.
This big, veiny bastard Nemesis. But it's only on 360. What's up with that?
Xbox says.
Some of that.
People won't.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what this mode's going to be like. You play as Nemesis. Shoot.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, isn't he invincible?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Right?
You blow him up and he just turns into a big sack of meat with veins.
Like Super Meat Boy.
Super Nemesis Man.
Oh. Upgrade.
Upgrade.
I don't know about that game. It looks like it could be fun, but it also looks really not polished.
What game is this?
When does it come out?
It's, I don't know. It comes out soon, though. Operation Raccoon City.
Oh, that one.
By Zipper Interactive.
Oh, Zipper.
Yeah, it's the same team that made SOCOM Confrontation. Oh, God.
Well, that's a real winner right there.
Yeah.
They should just stick with 6 and try and improve on that.
With 6?
Yes.
6 what?
Resident Evil? 6?
Oh, well, they are making it.
I know. I'm saying they should just scrap this project.
Well, don't give Resident Evil 6 to Zipper Interactive.
No.
Hell no.
Right, well, hell nah.
That's pretty much all the news that's happened between last episode and this one. It's only been a couple days. But I think it's time to talk about some news.
Steel Battalion got a release date.
I don't care.
Fuck yeah, they do.
I do care.
There was a preview on Joystick today. It sounds awesome.
I think we can agree that it's pronounced Steel Battalion.
No, I don't think we can agree on that.
Ryan, do you have the $150 set up for it? For the previous games?
No.
Oh, God.
It was only one other game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was Magic.
Yeah.
This one's Kinect.
You're very hardcore, Ryan. A real mech enthusiast.
Well, shit, that thing was, that thing was out when I was in college. I didn't have $200 to go spend on that.
That thing was insane.
Yeah.
You can afford education, you can afford a mech.
That should be your slogan.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Come with me.
Oh, God.
All right, new releases. Next week, we got Journey coming out. This game's good.
It's been such a long time. That's Boston.
That's Boston.
I'll take it.
Should be going. Stop singing, Paul.
Sorry.
I'm the singer.
Who wants to hear your beat?
All right, so Journey's getting crazy reviews. Crazy.
Good reviews.
Crazy.
Crazy good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joystick's like, yo, dog, I heard you like games. You should put this game in a game. It's got a good review.
You weren't a fan of the flow or really the flower,
absolutely
though.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Well, no, I liked flower.
Okay.
But it wasn't great.
Right.
Yeah, flower was kind of weird.
But it was a lot better than fucking flow. Fuck flow. Stupid that game. That game company sucks. But Journey, hopefully it's as good as everybody's saying. And I don't know.
Are you excited for it, or are you kind of like waiting?
I'm only curious about it because of the reviews. Like, I remember seeing screenshots of it and video of it. I'm like, well, that looks really barren. I don't really know what's going on, but that's also intriguing. Like, we just talk about how we're so oversaturated with gaming these days. Like, we know everything about every game as we buy it. So this is something that I'm excited to, like, just pick up and see what it's got to offer, see what it's all about.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool, and, like, the music is really cool. Like, I read an interview that the Penny Arcade Report did. They interviewed the composer, or I guess they talked to both of them, the composer and the game designer or creator or whatever, and, like, talking about how the music really sets the mood and what's going on and really fits in really well with the game. So, I don't know. Yeah, I'm really interested to play it, but I don't have a PS3 right now.
Right. We should get on that.
I still need to get that fixed.
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, put on some gym shorts and carry that PS3 to the post office.
Just get my workout.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than P90X.
No. It's probably easier than P90X.
Maybe. Alright, so also next week we got Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm Generations. I think that's Ultimate Ninja Storm 3, which is pretty cool. I like the first one a lot. I gameflied the second one, and I wasn't crazy about the overworld, but I didn't really give it a lot of time, so might have been good. I don't know. The fighting's still awesome. The game's fucking beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mario Party 9.
Oh. Yeah. Do not want.
Brace yourself.
That means I have to use my Wii, right? So I'm probably not going to play it.
Action, Boss.
Oh,
dear. No, that's why that new Fable 4-player party game thing is coming out, so I can play that instead.
Fusion Frenzy Fable Edition.
Yes,
I love Fusion Frenzy. Do not make fun of
it. It's awesome.
Hell yeah. It's
way better than fucking Mario
Party. Fusion Frenzy. If they have bumper balls for Mario Party 9, I'd pretty much be down for it, but I don't think they would.
The fuck is bumper? They have that in Little Big Planet.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know what bumper balls is?
It's where, like, you're each on the ball and you smack into each other. Yeah, they have that in Little Big Planet. Like a million different
ones. I don't think it's a skin.
You don't know.
You!
Silent Hill Downpour comes out next week.
Moving on. Is there a downpour of action or a...
Is there a downpour of information about this game that you can share with everybody?
No, this game is coming out with a whisper. I don't know what's up with that.
I heard it was kind of going to be shit, but
really?
Oh.
Just pull it out of your ass.
Yep.
I heard
it was going to be awesome.
Garbage.
No.
You should all go buy it. My recommendation.
Don't, Fozzie, cancel those 3 pre-orders. Because I heard things.
Yeah, I don't want to make $200 a pop for each one.
No.
Definitely not.
Especially not for a game that sucks.
Sucks. So, about that downpour.
I hope this game's good. I like Silent Hill.
Yeah, Silent Hill games are scary, I guess.
They're pretty tight. Yeah. They haven't been scary in a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not since 3.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they released a bunch of shitty spin-offs.
Could be interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know if this is a remake or what the fuck.
No, it's a new one. Like, it was originally titled Silent Hill 8, and to that I say, what? The last number one was 4. What the hell happened?
They just counted up and said, here we are.
Yeah, I can't even tell you what the other ones would have been, because there was Homecoming, and then...
That was 5.
The remake of the first one.
6.
That was 6.
6. And then there's all the portable ones.
And they all together are 7.
Silent Hill Origins. Yeah.
That's Downpour.
That's Downpour. Yeah, the game looks, like, I remember seeing gameplay, I was like, wow, man, that looks creepy, this could be awesome, blah, 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 and then just, you never saw anything about it again, so that's not a good sign.
No.
But to me, it looks a lot like Alan Wake, in that you're outdoors.
I haven't seen any advertising for this, by the way.
So it looks a lot like Assassin's Creed, and every Halo. Game, Halo, and...
Just take little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
All right, let's check in with the listeners. Let's just go and check
mail,
in.
Motherfucker.
Oh, God. 25, 30, 24.
We're not quite to mail yet.
Yeah. We've lost the mail motherfucker sound effect.
Oh, man.
We wanted to class up the show.
Yeah. We've done a really good job with that.
Up, though.
We hired a housekeeper.
Housekeeping?
To help clean up the show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, girl.
Housekeeping.
Her name's Lori.
Lori.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. And you just hit on
it's,
her.
It's Graham's little sister.
Yeah. Giggy.
Graham Stewart. You know
Graham-inator?
Yeah.
Graham-inator.
Of course another Graham-inator.
Yeah. Well, his little sister.
Come on.
Yeah.
She's cute. And she cleans our podcast.
Because, boy, it needs
she
a cleaning does. After we're done
she
with
does.
It.
She does.
Tell it to the cleaning lady on Monday.
Sorry, Lori.
I'm not sorry.
I don't know you, Lori.
We're not
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Let's check
I want to get a beer. Hang on.
Damn it, Ryan. All right, Ryan. Let's check. Pause.
I've been playing a lot of what you've been playing.
Success.
Yes, the SSX has. I've caught the bug, if you will.
Oh.
Because of this guy right here.
Oh.
Next to me. It's pretty fucking awesome, though. I like it. I think that the main thing that keeps it going is definitely the rival mode.
Yeah. Wait, what is that?
The rival net?
The multiplayer?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not multiplayer. Ryan yelled at me last week. It's not multiplayer!
The ghosts.
I said I was yelling.
Patrick Swayze.
I was yelling at the SSX people.
Patrick Swayze's
That's
looking
right.
down on us. But it's awesome, you know? I come in every day, I check it out, see if anyone's been trying to beat my records, and then I try and beat theirs. So it's a mutual respect, and there's a lot of shit talking I get to do to Hefe. Because two of my podcast mates have it, so I get to do a lot of shit talking, which is nice.
Oh, one of my podcasts...
Possum Cats!
Cascades has it.
Cascades.
Unfortunately, he has it for the wrong console.
No.
Well, I have it for the right console.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the right console.
No.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. It's like, everyone got it on Xbox 316. You're the lone soldier.
It was like a fucking momentum shift. Cause
switcheroo, dog.
A week before the game came out, we had fucking Gabe, Devin, you, Harris, Ryan.
Everybody's
like, yeah, we're gonna get SSX. It sounded like everybody was getting PS3 versions.
And then
Ryan's PS3 breaks. Fozzy has friends on 360.
I never said I was getting it on PS3.
Well, yeah, I don't know where
you're like, at. Well, you hang out with all of us on Skype. We're all getting on PS3. That's the assumption.
Well, except that I repeatedly told you, no, I'm getting it on 360.
You never told me.
Besides, no one is nearly as good as you on a 360. So I was like, I feel like King of the Castle.
Oh.
And I do.
Lovely.
I'm terrible at that game.
I'll give you a high five, you fancy. Doesn't mean I'm not catching up to you, though. I'm
Legend,
getting pretty damn
wait
good.
Wait for it. Dairy.
I could probably beat some of your scores now, like I did yesterday.
Well, you know what? Yesterday, you wouldn't... I was drunk, first of all.
Yeah, well, you... This guy
all,
took,
you
like,
wouldn't let me keep going.
This guy took fucking 2 hours
I'm
on
tenacious.
Track, and I said, Javi... You gotta know when to call it quits,
that's
and
not
this
even
is
it.
The time.
No, you were like, Javi, I can't stand to watch you play this
yeah.
level anymore. I was like, alright.
You weren't getting any better, you weren't getting really any worse, but you weren't...
Better.
No, you were not getting any better.
So much better.
No, you weren't.
Of all the better, I was the most...
You were terrible.
No.
Let's just say that.
I gotta poop.
Oh, alright. So...
Fuck,
that
was the show.
Anyways.
We gotta edit that out.
Are we
remember the,
are
remember
we
the classing it up part?
Yeah, that's right.
Can't hold
clean
it.
That up.
Can't hold this. Anyways, listen. I think it's a fantastic game. Anyone that is looking for something to play while they're playing the Mass Effect 3s and any little break, It comes highly recommended.
Oh.
If you have the means.
I highly recommend it. Mm-hmm. It is so choice.
So choice. We should probably talk about what you got up there next, though.
Oh, well, I've also been playing as a sex
person. Oh, excuse me.
Not a lot, though, actually. I only played, really, last night when I was drunk, I was trying to break a few of Harris' scores. But it was a lost cause.
It was terrible cause.
Yeah, but in other news, I've been watching Buffy today. And I'm remembering why I love it so much. I haven't watched it since I was a kid. So it's pretty cool. I highly recommend listeners, if you haven't checked out Buffy the Vampire Slayer, start with season 2. Season 2 is phenomenal. Season 1 is fucking terrible. But just wade through it. It's a little hard to get into, but it's worth it. All right, Ryan, what have you been doing?
Well, I have also been playing SSX.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Hey.
Crazy. I think that's all I've really been playing, man. Oh, I played a little more Rayman Origins. I still haven't finished it. I'm really close to done with it. Yeah, SSX, man. I'm getting better, but I'm still bad.
How my scores looking?
Well, I'm not getting anywhere near them. I can't even get Hefe's scores.
Good old Hefe.
Yeah,
drunk son of a bitch. He's starting to get kind of good too.
Yeah, he's there's several where he's got like 3-4 million, and I'm like, no, I can't get there. And I don't know, like, I'm still trying to figure out what. And I've million? Tried.
Doing I know that's why I love it. I'm like, oh please,
yeah, I'm like, oh
come on.
Like I guess I'm gonna try implementing some of Javi's tips that he gave me yesterday and see if that works. But right
what
now
tips
it's
did
bad.
I give you?
Like I can't seem to get the keep the scores up.
I don't remember giving tips.
You were just telling me to try several different grabs until I hit tricky, and then start doing holding one. Mm-hmm. At that point,
yeah, it's all about keeping the tricky up, honestly, because
racking up the multiplier on the left. So right. You just gotta do as many tricks as you can to keep it as high as you can.
If you crash, you have to restart it pretty much, or it's pretty much a lost cause unless you're playing against Hefe, who's going only like 3 mil.
3 mil, dude, really?
Dude, like they're hitting up bronze. I'm like, oh, this is just too easy. They don't touch my trick scores. The only way they beat me is through racing. They don't touch my trick scores. Okay.
Dude, Bozzy's adamant about this.
Oh, I love it too. I love it because they'll try. Yeah. And then I see like they'll actually beat a couple of mine. I'm like, oh man. I'm just trying to insult you now. Uh-huh. It's so much fun though. I do have to say though, is that honestly I do like the ghost mode, but it honestly kinda sucks that I can't invite someone and, like, we can, like, you know, punch each other or at least try and race down a mountain. Because it's one thing to, like, you know, beat their score. It's completely different when they're there and you're on the headset and you guys are talking shit to each other. So,
yeah.
They lost a lot of fun factor.
They
with
did.
That.
In the old games, you could use the right analog stick to control which way you punched.
Right.
So you could, like, knock someone the fuck out and they lose their tricky
like,
and start falling.
Right?
It's so funny.
I just feel like they lost some potential there, which is kind of a shame. But, all in all, I'm still enjoying it.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Really good-looking game. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, I don't think I've been up to anything else. Just SSX.
FYI. Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan.
Good man.
Well, hey, you were on my segment there, and then it just Bozzy
like
ran off with his SSX.
I think someone's here.
Housekeeping.
How you doing?
How you living?
How
Lori,
you doing,
what?
Girl?
Oh, God. How you living?
Ryan.
Yes.
Why don't you scoot on over to Twitter and see if we got any questionish?
We do. Okay. First off, your podcast mate Jeff Fozzy, he asked.
Hello.
He asked a question that we probably already answered here.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is the best SSX player in the house? Also, what is the secret to Fozzy's high trick scores?
I just assume all our listeners, as they're listening to the show, they're just stalking me on Facebook. You're looking at
him. Posting videos and shit.
You know.
Listen, I'm going to say Javi is a little bit better than me,
get the fuck out of here a little bit.
You don't want to go no more. Trust me. I got him good at the tricks.
Dude, Get out of here.
I don't know what Javi's scores are like, but the highest I've seen of Fozzie's is in, like, the eights.
In the eights, dude?
Please, I got, please, like, 19 million. Please, please. This man doesn't know what he's talking about, okay?
I've looked at your scores.
Yeah, but I have many, multiple 20 million.
Lori, who's the highest scorer? Look at these scoreboards.
Oh, it's Javi. Holy shit!
She's Canadian. What's this accent you're doing?
Canadian Mexican. You ever heard of that?
Hobby, eh? I'm so diverse.
Called it.
Listen, he's all right, but he's been playing years and years ahead of me. So I mean, like,
you gotta put that stipulation as if that makes me worse.
No, but you should be better by default. You should be better, and yet I'm still getting closer.
No, you know what about this game? It's got a lot of mechanics. Fuck you.
It's got a lot of mechanics and a lot of broken down cars, so it's a good thing they're all there.
When you play with the classic controls, you can't do stuff that you're supposed to be able to do.
Oh.
It's true.
Oh, we're going to blame on the controller now.
With the classic controls, yeah, you can't grind and boost at the same time.
Listen, it's time to go out with the old and in with the new.
That's a good Tony Hawk song.
Go!
Out with the old and with the new shit. Yeah.
Well, that can go with SSX as well, then.
That's true.
Alright? Get on my level, because I'm getting better, and trust me.
Well, someone has it on 360, and you'll never be able to prove that you're better.
Dude, you're going to go out one time, I'm going to steal your SSX PS3, I'm going to post scoresies.
To Facebook?
Yeah. And it's going to be dirty. You're going to be like, holy shit, I should have known.
Well, to answer your question, Hefe, I am the bomb.
Yeah, he's alright. And I'm not giving you any more fucking tips, Hefe, because I've given you already enough. And, I mean, honestly, there's nothing else I can help you out with. You've gotten all the tips you need.
I can teach you no.
If you can't beat them, sorry. Move on to a different
You don't want any tips from me. I'm really bad.
If you can't break 4 million.
Yeah, if you can't break the 4 million, man, that's child's play.
And not the charity.
I piss fucking... Yeah, not the charity. Exactly.
All right.
My thoughts
if you can't beat 4 million, that's Make-A-Wish Foundation.
What does that even mean? I don't...
Wouldn't that be a bird? Never mind. Anyways...
All right. The next Twitter question that we have is from Just Dow.
I know that guy.
And he says, when are you guys going to start a band? We already August. Have. Say August.
August.
August is our term.
Look
our
for
term.
It.
Yeah.
What's it going to be called?
G-O-N Band LLC.
Yeah. Gone Band.
Gone Band.
We're Gone Band.
Limited.
Gone Music.
Sounds like GoDance.
Yeah.
Or should it be Gone Music Unlimited?
you can't put unlimited. Limits on this shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just makes it classier.
Yeah.
Like that and like Worldwide. Anytime you put Worldwide in something. Ooh.
Oh, worldwide Gone.
Unlimited Worldwide Gone. Gone World Unlimited.
Yes.
Why didn't we just apply for like Game Over Universe?
Because Game Over Galaxy.
Those fucking Game Over video games guys would have shot that down.
That's true.
We need to go have a talk with them.
Turns out it wasn't the nation that was bothering
them. That's true.
Okay, so August, Dow. Look, keep an eye out.
Yep.
I'll be singing. Our next Twitter question is from Justin Das.
Oh, Jushin.
Yes.
I've heard of this.
Jushin. Who has, Counter-Strike is no longer cross-platform play. Deal breaker?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I guess, I guess the new Counter-Strike was going to be cross-platform. See, that's the thing. None of us was really all that interested in that game, I don't think.
It was a great game in the PC era, but, I mean, it was great because you could customize it. you know, I don't think you'd be able to if it was a console game, so...
Wait, oh, so it's not going to be on console? Well, who the fuck expected Counter-Strike on consoles?
No, I think
no, it is going to be on consoles.
It was, but, like...
But I think you could play across the platforms.
It was going to be, like, Shadowrun, remember?
Yeah,
like
that doesn't
game.
Work, though.
No.
Yeah, and that's what, like, after that, Dal responded to that tweet with Deal Maker, and I think he's right, because...
He's right.
Yeah, Dal. It's really unbalanced between mouse and keyboard and then controller. Like,
we'll need an Asian keyboard.
Oh, there you go.
Like, I think the mouse and keyboard crowd would dominate if you were trying to play against someone on a 360.
Oh, especially that game. Like, Shadowrun, it was kind of a little different because I think that was... Well, actually, not really. That one was a first-person shooter, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it okay. sure
I thought
was.
It was more Melee-ish, too, though. I don't know. I played that game for, like, 2 seconds and gave up.
Wow.
It was probably 2 seconds longer than most people played it.
It's very true.
You know what game sucked? Ooh. Mind Jack. Or Mind Jack.
Oh, don't even bring that game up, dude.
I almost want to, like, pick it up in a bargain bin so we can laugh at it.
Oh, you should make a YouTube where you get really wasted and play that. And you're like, yes! What game? My mind's so jacked right now. This game we played at E3 when we went two years ago.
Dude.
And oh my goodness, man.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, okay, like no one's playing, so we wanted to play one game and get our fix. And we understood quickly why no one was playing. I felt really bad because the people there were really excited to like show us this game. And I was just like,
garbage. Oh
my god, this is such shit. Like, I mean, you just mind jack into different people, but like the controls are shit and like. Just like the animations look like they were.
And like,
I was like, oh
the
god.
Game is so poorly designed. It's a first person shooter, and like, you'd be aiming your gun, and like, there'd be like a handrail or whatever, and you're trying to shoot the guy that's in front of you, and the handrail's in front of your fucking gun. Like, they made it too high. It's like, who designed this shit, man?
Who made these headrails?
It was like PS2 graphics at best. I mean, I was just like, This went straight to the bargain, man. This is like a fucking direct-to-video like game if I've ever seen one. It's just
I remember seeing that on store shelves.
You saw that.
You
tweeted it. It was like $20. I was like, that's $19.99. Too much. Like, fuck, man.
I want that game.
Yeah, I kind of do too. Just to get really wasted and play. Do you even think we could get any multiplayer match? Like, do you think anyone's? Oh man, I'm gonna play some Mind Jack today. Fuck yeah.
I'm gonna go home. Go home, order a pizza, fire up the Mind Jack. Oh, it's gonna be
on. Get jacked on my mind.
All night, Mind Jack.
We should like see if we can like convince all our listeners to pick up Mind Jack. We'll make our own fucking multiplayer.
Oh, God, man. You would get so many unfollowers for like listeners. You're like, why did I spend $20 on this shit?
It's worth it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it out? Did it release?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess like it's almost one of those games where it's so bad that like you'd even pay $20 for it. It's, it's like
just
you just have to laugh at it. Exactly. Yeah. Like this is shit.
You
I don't
can't
know.
Believe it exists.
Who's the creative director? Like when they're like making this, it's just it kind of boggles my mind that these people have jobs and it's like what the fuck, man. I mean, it was fucking terrible.
I'm gonna see how much Mind Jack is going for.
Do it.
No, dude, it's just Mind Jack.
Is it just Mind Jack?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh
god.
Alright.
Oh man, I can record the gameplay on my
475?
Oh my goodness!
Oh god!
I can record the gameplay.
Ryan, it's $5.
Where? On Amazon?
On Amazon, yeah.
Mind Jack?
We should get fucking jacked.
Oh, now I have to get my PS3 fixed.
You should just buy like 10 of them and just like
just give them to people.
We should just give out Mind Jack every week. Buy like 15 of them.
You bitches ready to get your mind jacked? Just have this own theme music. You'll get no fucking questions for it.
Sweet screenshot.
I was like, no, I don't want that. Oh my god, yeah, it's $4.96. Wow.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't look too bad.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Why
like
you screenshot
the stills?
Awesome.
Yeah, the stills look. Oh god. Don't get close.
Fucking game sucks.
No, yeah, they only give you one trailer for it.
Ah, man.
Is that a gorilla wearing VR glasses?
It's a robot gorilla.
It looked like fucking, they just took Crysis. They're like, eh, it works.
Works for them. It's like Congo. Amy.
It's like Congo with fucking night vision goggles.
Oh, man.
Congo gone fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, for $5, you could fuck with that.
Yeah, I might have to order that right now. Oh, by the way, that was the last Twitter question.
Okay.
I can't believe we got 2.5 stars. It's insane.
It's funny. It's sad when, like, the highlight of our episode is reminiscing on a piece of shit game from E3 2 years ago.
Man, I'm watching the trailer right now, and everyone is getting their mind jacked, dog.
Yeah. No, it's so real.
All right, listeners, I hope you enjoyed this short but sweet episode of Game Over Nation. But trust me, next week will be phenomenal. Yeah, we're having our boys.
Starship Amazing next week.
Derek
yes.
and Calvin are joining us this week, or next week.
One of these weeks.
And you know, it's always a good time when those guys are on here.
Yeah.
Everybody, we laugh our fucking asses off. I love those two. So,
yeah.
Look forward to that. Episode 41 next week. In the meantime, you can write in to the show if you have any questions for Derek or Calvin or about their new album. It's out now, right, Ryan?
Yeah, it's already out. It was called Career Suicide, I believe.
and it's free. It's free?
Yes. Oh. For free?
For free. Yeah. If you have any questions for them or for us, you can send them into mail@gameovernation.com or you could tweet @gameovernation. Make sure to link up with us on Twitter and Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. We have all the links on the sidebar of our site. If you like the show, spread the word. Tell your friends.
Please tell your friends. Tell all the friends.
No, do tell your friends.
Everybody
that listens to this show will just get their mind jacked.
Yeah.
They ain't no doubt about that.
You can support the nation by buying a print of a comic. I'll sign it for you and thank you and send stuff. Or you can
like what you pay for.
Yeah,
it's sweet.
Click on the donate button if you don't want a comic.
Or just give us money. Give us money. Save the bullshit.
There is a comic free option where you just click the donate button and you give us money and we give you nothing. And by nothing, we give you these podcasts. You can still
virtual
read the comics.
That's
you can. True. We do all this for free. So
everything we did for love.
For the love of the game.
And for money!
Get money. Get paid.
Get bitches.
Click on ads. Not on our ads. That's illegal to tell you. Just click on ads, though.
Yeah, just ads in general. All over the internet.
Just get money.
Get viruses.
That's so much.
It's Google ads. It's not viruses.
It's completely safe, guys. You're good.
That's going to do it for episode 40 of Game Over Nation. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I am Javi Rodriguez, Ryan De La Rosa.
Bye-bye.
And Cyrus, the goddamn Fayazi.
Laters.
All right, see you guys next week.
You can get it.
Cheat yourself.